backseat for most of your football career. Are you grateful for that, or kind of let you be your own man, or would you rather have been, more in the forefront?
No, well, I think it's a testament to the fact that, it's with him. He's such a great guy and such a humble guy. It's not his style to want to steal the spotlight when his sons, I got two little brothers, and he does the same thing with them, where like you said, he takes the back seat, and everybody has a time, and this is our time, and I'd say, Dad, you're an old man. It's not your time anymore. He's done a great job with that, and I am grateful, and I've matured to the point where now I'm comfortable with sharing that spotlight.
Chris, is out pro, kind of told you a little bit about Coach Parcells. Do you feel like that'd be an easy transition because he's a disciple of coaching?
Well, I've heard a lot about Coach Parcells, and I've heard a lot about Coach Belichick as well, and I think Coach Groh is a guy with a tremendous amount of respect for that coaching tree, so to speak, and I think a lot of his coaching styles and obviously the schemes are derived directly from Parcells and that tree. So, I'm not sure. It'll be a tough transition whatever I do or wherever I go. But, I think he does have a lot of similarities.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm impressed with everybody I meet here. This is a big business. This is the NFL. It's certainly it's a great experience. Everybody I meet is so professional, and obviously that's what they do for a living is eat, sleep, breathe football, and that's what everybody here does.
Are you familiar with the Jim Allen system in St. Louis, and how do you see yourself fitting in there?
I could see myself. I'll sound like a broken record, but I will say this over and over. I could see myself fitting in wherever a team wants or needs me to fit in. I think being versatile is a plus, and I believe I have the capabilities of being versatile at the next level. But I'm going to have to work hard, and I'm going to have to make some adjustments. So one thing you have to do is check any expectations at the door. I don't expect to play any position or anything like that. I just want to be a football player.
Chris, if you talk to the Falcons or a fan that people there are going to get on
the next. I've talked briefly with a couple assistant coaches and defensive coordinator, and they seem like they're on a mission to get something started there, a new beginning there, and they seem really driven, like everybody here. I mean, everybody has the same goal, it was exciting to talk to them.
Chris, how extensive will your workouts be here?
I'm doing everything but bench, so. I'll be doing bench at Pro Day in Charlottesville, Virginia, if you guys want to make the trip. On the 18th of March.
How can you not do that here?
I sprained my thumb in the bowl game, and for about 2 weeks I just kind of let it rest. And then once I started benching, I'm not where I want to be yet. This will buy me another couple weeks.
Chris, how was practicing against DeBrick Shaw first?
Well, I'll say this. I wouldn't be here, I believe, if it weren't for DeBrick Shaw, and not to mention guys like Brandon Albert, who's here now, and Eugene Monroe, who will be here next year. It's humbling when you get beat every day in practice. And the games are easier than practice by far. I was always very fortunate and appreciative of not only the type of player Brick was, but also the way he approached practice. It forced me to raise my game and my level of intensity. So, I'm ready for the games. Honestly, these are all guys I grew up watching. Any team. You name it, and it'd be an honor just to be on the same field in the same locker room, learning from these guys. If you approach the game correctly, you try to be a student of the game, and what better people to learn from than some of these, these all-pro guys and guys you grew up watching. It's really surreal, actually.
Have you ever met Al Davis? Did you expect to talk to him before the draft?
I have met Al Davis. Well, my earliest memory of Al Davis was when I was ducking in the car when I came to visit my dad at training camp because there were no families allowed, and so that was my earliest memory. Don't tell Al Davis that happened, but I remember meeting him when I was a kid, but I haven't seen him since.
What would it mean to you to play for that franchise where your father was such a staple legend? What would it mean to you?
Well, you know, it would mean the same as playing anywhere else, honestly. You know, it would just be an opportunity to play in the NFL, and obviously there's so much more to it there. But, you know, I'm not afraid of any situation or any burden with the name or anything. You know, I've been dealing with this stuff, and obviously it would be taken to another level in a place like that. But, you know, it's pressure, and it's welcome. I intend on welcoming any pressure with open arms.
Chris, can you describe what the situation was? Was it abducted in the car?
Oh, I just it was so long ago. I just remember getting down, hitting the deck. I was very young, so I was young enough to hide on the floor of a car, which is pretty young. No, I mean, because I think there were rules. You know, it was a no visitation time, or whatever.
So you were trying to watch practice, but not a lot.
No, I just come to see Dad, you know, with my mom. So, my mom, you know, got. I don't even know if they were around. I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Scheme play a couple more guys. For a 3-4-4-3, what'd you measure in today?
I measured in today at 6'3", 272 pounds, and I feel that, you know, this is a good weight for me. This is what I played at about, maybe a little lighter. You know, but I feel like I could play in either scheme. You know, interestingly enough, people talk about what a transition would be for me to be a 3-4 outside linebacker. But let's not forget that I never played in a 4-3 in college either. I was a base defensive end in a 3-4. So either position would be a fresh start for me and an opportunity to learn and an opportunity for me to progress as a player.
Christy, a lot of people talk about your younger brother and his potential as a player. And what went into his decision to play baseball and obviously left-handed pitcher that big?
Yeah. I mean, I told him the decisions. Well, first off, we told him go with your heart. You know, nobody in the family was pressuring him either way. I think actually my parents probably had their fingers crossed that he wouldn't play football, you know. And he doesn't have to get hit playing baseball. And he's throwing 96 miles an hour. He's a lefty. You know, it seems like a no-brainer to me. I just hope I can live in his condo. If I fall on hard times or something.
How would you describe yourself as a pass rusher?
Relentless. I like to use my hands. But, you know, there's so much I can improve there. You know, I will play the whistle, and I'll give it 100%, especially in a pass rushing situation. But there's so much I can learn there.
How does it feel to get your jersey retired before you're even out of school?
You know, it's humbling, and definitely I felt as undeserving as anybody. And, you know, I just felt like, you know, that's truly an honor at Virginia, but only if they make a movement to start to recognize some of the players, equal and better players than me. You know, guys like Patrick Kearney, who are just awesome, and what they did for the school and for the program, you know, is immeasurable. So I hope they make a movement to start doing things like that.
Chris Burson, last question, guys.
You know, it would mean I have to show up and work hard. You know, I'd go out of my way, no matter where I was picked. Any opportunity I have to play in the National Football League is an opportunity I'd cherish. And you know, to be in that position, you have to work even harder and show up with more humility and more of an open mind, because people will be looking at you differently. But, you know, wherever I go and whoever I go play for, I'm a football player, and I enjoy playing football. I enjoy the game. I enjoy being a teammate, and I won't change. I'll be the same guy.
Mario Williams was taken at your position, number one overall, 2 years ago. First year was a little bit of a struggle for him. Last year, he just kind of blossomed. I mean, that position, is there a little bit of a learning curve?
Well, you know, it's tough because when you're picked number one, as Mario Williams was, you know, people don't have patience. And when you don't touch the ball on a regular basis and you're playing a position like his, I think the only number they look at is sacks. And, you know, I think this year the sacks started to be produced for Mario Williams. He was a pretty darn good football player from the start, is what people don't realize. And now his numbers are just better. So people are starting to justify it.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see. We just hope we end up in the same city. No, we'll see.